Welcome to the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 25th. I'm David Brancaccio. Each day we look at what's driving today's markets and what this tells us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.5% today, 171 points to 11,149. NASDAQ Composite down nearly 2% today, 48 points. The S&P 500 down almost 1.6%, 18 points. The 10-year bond yield down to 2.22% today. You'd think that one of the richest guys on the planet single-handedly boosting a big stock in the Dow Jones Industrial Average would have been enough to bring a bit of, at least, guarded rapture to the proceedings. The rich man in today's story is Warren Buffett and his $5 billion with a B investment in beleaguered Bank of America. It sure boosted B of A stock, but a lot of the rest of the market was in a funk. I reached out to Stuart Hoffman, who watches these things at PNC Financial Services Group in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's, you know, it doesn't completely change everything. I mean, when Warren Buffett 3 years ago made an investment in Goldman Sachs in the midst of the financial crisis, it certainly didn't turn things around. He's not a miracle worker, but it is a big plus for Bank of America and another show of confidence by Warren Buffett in the American economy.
And then there's that bulletin from the real economy. The greatest minds were expecting new claims for unemployment benefits to go down, but instead they went up by 5,000, a sign that the economy clearly is worse than the great minds thought.
Well, the great minds trying to predict what claims would do any given week is not where my great mind labors a lot, because week to week anything can happen. You're right, the claims numbers did go up a bit. It turns out the Verizon strikers tried to get unemployment insurance. They've already gone back to work. So the key is not to look on any one week, but over the last 4 weeks, the average of unemployment claims is just over 400,000. That is mildly disappointing. Love to see it move below 400,000.
Now, we have a friendly wager going on here in the Marketplace New York Bureau. I'm thinking Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke will not announce a new economy-expanding plan during his big speech tomorrow morning in Jackson Hole. What about you? What are you thinking?
I'm betting with you. I think he'll leave options on the table. But if by a big economy-expanding announcement, that would mean purchases of more Treasury securities, so-called QE3, yeah, I don't think the chairman's going to announce that from the podium. So I'll take your side of the bet. Put me down.
Stuart Hoffman at PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. There was a small rebound in the price of gold after the big drop yesterday. Oil prices are higher, with everybody watching the weather maps ahead of Hurricane Irene. On now to our daily index, a number that provides an alternate view of the economy from the Marketplace.org web team. Today, our index is down. You may have heard the argument America's influence in the world is waning. The people who make up the Forbes list of world's most influential women seem to agree. Of the new faces on the list this year, 9 are from the U.S., not bad, except 20 American women have lost their place since last year, including Elizabeth Warren, Martha Stewart, and Madonna. We still do have some formidable women power in the country. The U.S. still holds 62 of the 100 slots on the list. Details of who made it on and who dropped off at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.